Hurry up!
Cameron stands in the master bedroom, his arms folded and his brows furrowed. I'm sorry. I'm working as fast as I can. Sweat beads on my upper lip while I iron his shirts.
Your homo husband is better at this than you are. Why do I even keep you around?
Cameron raises his voice, causing me to panic. It's been roughly 2 weeks since he moved into our house, and this has become a regular occurrence. It started with him telling us he'll no longer be going into the restaurant. He said that the job is beneath him. Dylan and I now take turns waiting tables each night. I don't like it, but that's how things will be until we hire a replacement. And our new responsibilities extend to our home life, too. We cook, clean, and do laundry for Cameron now. I'm not entirely sure what he does all day, but that's also none of my business. Dylan and I sleep downstairs in the guest room, and we only see Cameron when we're summoned. At the surface, this relationship is vile. I never dreamed I'd allow anything like this. He's done something to us. Something sick. Each night before bed, he calls us to his room. He forces us to kneel and repeat the cock-breathing exercises. He ties our heads to his dick and forces us to absorb his cock musk. He makes us hold it in our lungs until we nearly pass out. It's fucked up, but it feels incredible. That glorious scent is always on my mind. Whenever I close my eyes, I see his hard, flexed biceps. I'm becoming hooked on his body. But he still hasn't let us suck him yet. I suppose that's part of my motivation as well. He says straight men will only use another guy sexually once he's proven himself. We have to show absolute unyielding devotion. If we work hard enough, then he'll reward us by allowing sexual service. I can tell he thinks it's hilarious. Most straight guys are under the impression that a blowjob is a sexual favor. They don't understand that it can be pleasurable for the person sucking too. Cameron gets it though, and he constantly dangles the prospect of a blowjob, using it to motivate us.
This is a nice picture. Is this grease?
Cameron eyes a photo resting on my dresser while I iron. Yeah, Mykonos. That's where we went on our honeymoon.
Figures. That's the gayest honeymoon destination possible.
It was over 10 years ago, you know.
10 wasted years.
He lies down on the bed while watching me work.
Just pissing away your life.
It hasn't been bad. We love each other.
Dylan enters the room holding a silver tray with a tumbler of whiskey. I watch while my husband approaches and kneels on the floor, lifting the tray. Cameron takes the drink, eyeing Dylan's naked body. When we're at home, we're only allowed to wear our bow ties, nothing else.
Love? Queers don't want love.
He sets the drink on the nightstand and stands. We both watch while he pulls off his shirt, displaying his ripped, godly physique.
Look at this body.
He traces his fingers down his shredded abs.
Isn't this so much better than your love?
We stay silent, but our cocks plump up. Our dicks are betraying us. They're betraying our wedding vows.
Unreal. Fucking perverts.
No! I love Dylan. I really do. I try to sound strong. This is the first time I've ever talked back to Cameron.
Oh yeah? Let's test it.
He steps toward the dresser and lifts a photo of us on our wedding day. He slips it from the frame and holds it in the air. It's a beautiful picture. My mom took it while I stood with Dylan at the altar. It's a precious memory. It shows the beginning of our journey. It shows the deep commitment we made. We've always been there for each other. He understands me more than anyone on earth. Well, maybe that's not true. Lately, I'm not even sure I understand myself.
Turn off the iron. Come kneel with your husband.
Yes, sir. I do as he says. He looms over us while we gaze up like confused puppy dogs. There's a twisted, terrifying glimmer in his eyes. The corners of his mouth have pulled back into a wild, toothy smile.
Here.
He hands me the photo.
Go ahead. Tell me that you love your husband.
I love Dylan. I lift my hand, displaying my gold wedding ring.
But what about this?
He unbuckles his pants.
Don't you love my cock?
The fabric falls to the ground, revealing his dense bulge. He rubs the shape, his tan forearms tensing and relaxing. My jaw drops while his dick inflates. I try to speak, but no words come out. I can't look away. Dylan breaks the silence.
I love your dick, sir.
What? I turn to him in disbelief.
Just look at it.
Dylan's eyes are glassy.
Think about the scent.
The mere mention of Cameron's cock sweat causes my muscles to unwind. I just look up at the bulge, thinking of how I feel when inhaling that dirty, spicy fragrance. There's nothing else in the world like it. It's sublime.
That's right, Chris. Just look at a college stud's bulge. How does it make you feel?
My brain springs a leak and thoughts drain out. His cock is so beautiful. It's so powerful. Your cock, I love it.
Say it again.
I love your cock, sir. I love looking at it. I love sniffing it. My dream is to someday be allowed to suck it.
Maybe it's finally time for me to allow it.
He pulls off his underwear, sending his fat dick bouncing and swinging. Our eyes follow the tip from side to side. It's already slick with pre-cum. Can we please suck?
Sure, but you have to prove yourself first. If you want to be allowed to suck a man's penis, he needs to be sure that you're his devoted homo. There can't be anyone before him.
You mean?
That's right. Your wedding was a sham. You'll never find happiness with another queer. There's a dark void deep inside you, and it can only be plugged by a real man's cock. This is how it has to be.
Sir, how can we prove our loyalty?
Start with that photo. Hold it up.
I obey.
Good. Now you hold one side and let Dylan hold the other.
We do as he says, each of us gripping the treasured photo and holding it aloft.
Sir, what is this?
This is commitment. This is love.
His smile widens.
Rip it.
I look into Dylan's eyes while a waterfall of fear crashes onto me. I know this is wrong, but my dick is so hard. If we do this, we'll be allowed to suck a straight man's cock. We'll be allowed to taste his life-giving essence. What an honor that would be. Like little puppets dancing on a stage, our limbs begin moving. Time seems to slow as our hands pull apart, sending a horrific tearing noise into the air. We both just watch helplessly as the photo splits down the center, splitting between the two of us at the altar. My dick quivers. A cold shiver races down my spine. This feels good. It feels good to honor a real man. My cock loves this. It might come on its own. The photo splits in two. What have we done? Cameron throws his head back and howls with laughter. Tears well up in my eyes as we drop our shredded, defiled wedding photo onto the floor. These aren't tears of sadness, though. No. They're tears of elation. My heart throbs in my chest. My dick twitches and bounces. The look in Dylan's eyes. He's feeling it too.
Did we please you, sir?
My husband turns and gazes up at our alpha male.
Yeah. You boys did a great job.
He reaches down and pats us on the head. His touch causes my hair to stand on end. There's a look in his eyes, something bordering on affection. My heart flutters. I haven't felt like this in years. Is this love? One-sided love for a straight college jock?
Open wide!
He grabs my jaw and forces my mouth open. I gaze up at him, slack-jawed and confused, while he rams his cock down my throat. The aggressive act would normally force me to gag, but my body doesn't react. I'm not sure why, but it's like I've grown detached. I don't feel human. I'm an object, a dirty rubber sex toy. Joyful tears trickle down my cheeks while Dylan slips his hand into mine.
You're doing a good job for our master. Just accept him.
Gurg! I release a sick animalistic noise in response.
Yeah! Your slut husband gets it! You're so fucking wet and warm!
I just relax into his movements, savoring the tangy flavor of his dick. It tastes of salt and oil. It makes me salivate. It's almost like the taste of his dick is triggering a natural response, forcing my mouth to lube up for him.
Please use me too, master.
Dylan opens wide and looks up. Cameron withdraws his cock, sending a thick, greasy trail of mucus bubbling down my chin. Without skipping a beat, he rams his dick into Dylan's face, fucking with aggression.
Urgh!
Sick, squelching noises echo while he defiles my husband, But we just keep holding hands, staying silent while this young god uses us like property. He extracts from Dylan's face before ramming back into mine. His cock alternates between us, pounding and mixing our throat slime. Time fades away while he just laughs and fucks. Our eyes are distant. Our bodies are sweaty. I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't even know who Dylan is. But Cameron, he's constant and unchanging. He's a man. He's my rock.
Here it comes.
The underside of his cock twitches against my tongue. He pulls out and uses our throat slime to jack hard and fast. We both automatically extend our tongues below his cockhead, awaiting his precious reward. And he delivers. Hot, creamy ropes of cum spray across our faces, wetting our tongues and stimulating our taste buds. We slurp and gulp, savoring the bitter, salty flavor. As it rolls over my tongue, I realize it vaguely tastes of fine wine. This isn't a vintage we stock in our restaurant, though. He sprays and sprays while we guzzle. Should we touch ourselves? No, we're fully focused on satisfying Cameron. There's only one man in this room, and he's standing above us. Only his pleasure matters. We're his homos, his obedient queers. I lean in and lick Dylan's tongue, swapping jock semen between us and locking into a kiss. Cameron just keeps spraying, matting our hair with his genetic material. We break away from our strange kiss and resume feeding. So much protein. So nutritious. But our meal doesn't last as long as I'd like. His dick runs dry, leaving the two of us drooling and confused. We just sit at his feet, licking our lips with our mouths ajar. What are we supposed to do now? We're puppies waiting for commands from our owner.
Just look at you.
Cameron smacks his dick on our foreheads.
You've been claimed now, you know that? You just ingested a man's seed. Your body will assimilate my protein into your muscles. The porous lining of your throat will absorb my testosterone. We just committed an ancient sacred act, an alpha feeding a homo.
I can feel it. My muscles are relaxing.
He's right. I feel myself growing docile. I can still taste his cum on my tongue. I can still smell the fumes on my breath. Something about it is comforting. It reminds me of crawling into bed on a cold winter night, warm and soothing.
Keep working hard for me. Show deep loyalty, and I'll allow you to feed more often.
I look down at our torn photo. I look down at our torn marriage. Thank you, Master.